The British Broadcasting Corporation, in conjunction with the British Forces Broadcasting Service, present Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Christmas.
Hello, Forces.
Hello, Sailor.
Oh, God.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Christmas.
Hello, Army.
Hello, Navy.
Hello, Air Force.
Hello, everybody else.
Hello, Mum.
Hello.
It's your aircraft.
Hello. I would like to start this farrago by saying Merry Christmas to all our listeners except Mrs. Ethel Nidgett, to whom I would like to say a Happy Easter and I hope the leg got better.
Why a happy Easter?
Don't pry into my private life, fatty crier. What's between me and Ethel is between me and Ethel.
Hello, guys and gals. Ah, as it happens, and how about that, then?
Tim, what are you doing?
I'll tell you what I'm not doing.
That's between you and your wife.
I'm not. I'm not doing any more of that cheap comedy rubbish. We've got a lot of big musical guests on this show, and from now on, that's my suitcase, baby.
Bag.
All right, that's my suitcase bag. Anyway, I've decided my future lies in pop music.
Your future lies in ruins.
I, John, am grooming myself for stardom as a DJ.
Why do you want to be a dinner jacket?
I may well take over Open House. That Ruby Murray can't last forever. Anyway, cats, we were hoping to open the program with Herb Alpert and the Piranha Brass.
Tim, Piranha is a small, vicious creature that bites you.
Have you ever been out with a trumpet player?
I haven't. I once dated Eddie Calvert.
I knew he was dated. I didn't know who'd done it. Look, you chaps. This is the season of peace and goodwill, except for Ethel Nidgett. And in spirit of the occasion, I've brought you along a Christmas, meanwhile not 1,000 miles from Crewe Junction. Dennis does wonders with that piano.
Meanwhile, shepherds watch their flocks by night.
Reuben, I'm sorry to have to tell ye, but that dog of yours has been worrying my sheep.
Has he?
Yeah, he's been telling them they look old for their age.
Dennis, what are you doing?
A 12 bah blues. Oh. Everyone a coconut, ladies and gentlemen.
That was Dennis King, who can be replaced.
Who by?
A full-size pianist.
Ladies and gentlemen, take a guitar, take a lyric, and take a beautiful melody, and what have you got?
Labby Siffrey with nothing to do. Give him his guitar back.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Labby Siffrey.
Actually, he's not. I know another one who's a dentist in Croydon.
Shut up. Ladies and gentlemen, at last, Labby Siffrey.
I never thought I'd miss you half as much as I do. I never thought I'd feel this way, the way I feel about you. As soon as I wake up, any night, any day, I know that it's you I need to take the blues away. It must be love, love. Nothing less, love is the best. Well, how can it be that we can say so much without words? Bless you and bless me, baby. Bless the bees and the birds. I've got to be near you every night, every day. I couldn't be happy, baby, any other way. It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love, love. But nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best. Must be love, love, love. It must be love, love, love. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best. As soon as I wake up, any night, any day, I know that it's you I need to take the blues away. Must be love, 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 love. Well, nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the
Father Christmas is Jewish.
How do you know?
When I was 6, he came down my chimney and sold me a tricycle.
That was your dad?
No, it was a tricycle. My dad's only got 2 wheels.
Brookie remembers the golden oldies. Jerry Lee Lewis and Dean Martin. Elvis Presley, Cyril Richard and the Shadows. Mary Lloyd and the Tremolos.
Tim, get off.
Tim, get off and the... Ow!
Funny name for a group, that.
What? I suppose it is, really, when you come to think of it. Ladies and gentlemen, in keeping with the festive season, I should now like to recite The Night Before Christmas, or in the case of Ethel Nidgett, The Night Before Whitsun.
I thought you said Easter.
I forgot about my clock going back yesterday.
The clocks didn't go back yesterday.
Mine did. I didn't keep up the payments. It was a Mickey Mouse clock, you know.
Really?
Yes, the hour hand was Minnie, the minute hand was Mickey. And every day at 12 o'clock, Mary Whitehouse came round and kicked up hell about what they were doing.
John, yeah? John, excuse me asking, what were they doing?
Oh.
Tim, little heart.
Yeah?
Did your father ever tell you about the bees and the flowers?
Yes. Well, he started to, but he got interrupted.
What happened?
I went out with a hollyhock for a year. Meanwhile, not 1,000 miles from Crewe Junction, in Father Christmas's grotto, close to the redundancy.
What?
Sorry, near the sack.
Tim?
That was a play on words, John.
That was a lump on head, Tim. We three kings of Orient are...
I'm a queen from Crystal Palace.
Hello again, guys and gals. Ha, 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 ha. Things are really swinging here at the Hop, and now it's time for the swinging 70s sounds of the Black Dyke Mills Band.
No, it isn't. Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to extend, provided they've brought a bottle, a warm welcome to the new vaudeville band.
Gentlemen, if you know the words, please join in. We'd love to hear you. If you don't know the words, clap your hands, stamp your feet, take your shoes off and hum. And if you're not wearing a bra, just swing along with the rest. Thank you, Sam.
Winchester Cathedral, you're bringing me to home. You stood and you watched as my baby left home. you could have done something, but you didn't try. You didn't do nothing. You let her walk by. Now everyone knows just how much I needed that girl. She wouldn't have gone far away if only you started ringing your bell. Winchester Cathedral, you're bringing me down. You stood and you watched it. My baby left home. Del-de-el-del, 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 del-de-el-del.
That was the new vaudeville band. Whatever happened to the old vaudeville band?
They were knocked down and turned into a multi-story car park.
That's nothing.
I know, but we thought it was funny at the time.
No, what I meant was, did you know that Billy Turnant's old orchestra is now a gent's toilet in Devizes?
Nothing lasts, you know. Nothing lasts. Would you believe that Harry Roach, who used to play trombone for Giraldo, is now a set of jugs?
Ah. Speaking of Christmas cheer, a little poem. 'Twas Christmas Day in the laundry. They mixed up my wife's with the vicar's. Now she's got her collar on back to front and he's wearing pink frilly...
Please, John.
No, long John.
You called, matey.
Yes, can I borrow your crutch? I'm going away for the weekend.
Certainly, shipmate. Here. Wow!
Home hints for the handyman. A special Christmas edition.
How to make a bottle of whiskey go further.
Put it on a train to Doncaster.
After the show, I might pull a cracker.
That's a bit childish.
No, it isn't. It's that cracker in the front row. If I pull her, there'll be nothing childish going on.
John, I'm sorry. I don't know what you mean.
Tim.
Yes?
Little heart, look at that girl in the front row and try and imagine her as a hollyhock.
Oh.
See what you mean.
Hello, darling. Hey. Want to come back to my place for a bag of compost? Hey! Hey!
Oh, throw a bucket of water over him.
Rub him down with steel wool. He's going to be in no condition to introduce our next guest, John.
In that case, I shall step into the breach. Our next guest is one of the finest pianists in the country, a man whose nimble fingers will conjure up a world of ivory music.
Is it me? Dennis King, piano player and star.
No, it's Johnny Pearson.
Oh, knickers.
Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Pearson. Charlie Pearson playing his own Sleepy Shores.
Huh, call that a piano player. Mrs. Mills without the glamour.
Dennis, Mr. Pearson is a virtuoso.
Rubbish, I've met his wife.
Well, my friends, I've got a message here for Edna Muffin, who left home 6 months ago, okay. It's from your parents, Edna, hoots. They say if you're thinking of coming home, ha-ha, we've moved. Big aura.
Who was that supposed to be?
I can only imagine Henry Stewart.
You mean Stuart Henry?
No, I'm left-handed.
Oh. Yeah, Frederick the Great was left-handed, you know.
Was he?
Yes, he was the original left-hand Fred.
Hi there, guys. Oh, I'm getting fed up with this, Mummy.
Keep going, Timmy. You come home a star, I'll read you the dirty bits out of Rupert Bear.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. And now, guys and gals, a joke for all the boys in blue.
Meanwhile, not 1,000 miles from Crewe Junction, on a raft in the Pacific, sit 2 tattered figures.
Cameron! Look! Look! A sail! A sail!
Oh, good. I wonder if they've got any cut-price underpants.
Here's one. Dennis King here. Hi, fans. Festive season, little poem. It was Christmas Day in the army. The soldiers went hungry to bed. They didn't get no Christmas pudding because the sergeant had done what they said. Yeah, thank you. Can Johnny Pearson do that?
Hello, everyone. Johnny Pearson here. Here. Cop this. I was once in a house that was flooded. I was trapped with a lady called Anna. She floated away on a chest of drawers, and I accompanied her on the piano.
Rubbish! Rubbish! Rubbish!
Dennis is a bad loser. Yeah.
And now, hot knickers.
Pop pickers!
I was talking to the wife.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Some years ago, when pop music was in an experimental stage, 4 men, 2 women, and a performing dog got together to kick a few things around. As one of the things they kicked around was a policeman, the 4 men and 2 women are now in prison, the performing dog is now Engelbert Humperdinck, and our next guests are Blue Mink.
Is Blue Mink.
Is Blue Mink what?
Shut up. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, Blue Mink!
Keeping it tight. Randy, you're a friend now.
you go, we'll always be so.
I've seen your pajamas.
Speaking of pajamas, reminds me of the Jimmy Tarbuck show.
Why?
That's something else you put on at night when you want to go to sleep. Hello?
Hello, this is Jimmy Tarbuck.
You mean Jimmy Tarbuck?
You miss your damn road.
Over the past year, we in Hello Cheeky have received many letters from listeners containing requests. Some were interesting, some were physically impossible, and the rest were just pure malice. Don't answer that. And opened another letter that said,
Dear Hello Cheeky, my name is Ernestine Bodice, housewife and mother of 28 children. I would like you to sing a medley of Hello Cheeky songs to prove to my husband that life can't be all fun.
Nothing easier. Ready, lads? One, two, and Mr. Bodice, stop that this minute. I'm growing a beard for Britain to show this old world we're not true. Each hair on my chin I'll count as a win for the jolly old red, white and blue. I'm growing a beard for Britain, though the days of our empire have gone. The fungus I grow will let the world know that the spirit within lingers on. The spirit of Nelson and Drake round my chin will stay ever awake. So I'm growing a beard for Britain. I feel it's the least I can do. And after it's done, for a wee bit of fun, I shall grow a moustache for proof.
There's a little lady who cycles round our way, and every time she passes me, I dearly long to say, District Nurse Hargreaves, I love you. District Nurse Hargreaves, be mine. In your little blue coat and your little blue hat, you make my heart go a hit and a pat. Dear District Nurse Hargreaves, I'm pining. District Nurse Hargreaves, for you. District Nurse Hargreaves, or may I say Rhoda, I love your flat shoes and your aseptic odor. That's the end of the song. Now we come to the coda. District Nurse Hargreaves, my district Nurse Hargreaves, please be mine. I've taken a turn for the nurse. Sorry.
She's the kind of lady who'd conquer any man. My little transistorized sweetheart who comes all the way from Japan. When plugged in, she can also run the cooker and the fan. My little transistorized sweetheart who comes all the way from Japan. When I have spaghetti for lunch, and this will shake her, I bet, she's contented to munch a Frank Sinatra cassette. Oh, mother, last week she overheated. Now she's got a lovely tan. My little transistorized sweetheart who comes all the way from Japan. When we've nothing to do and she just sits and repose, I get radio too by punching her on the nose. Let George do it. She wants to have a little baby. Tell her if she can. My little transistorized sweetheart comes all the way from Japan. All the way from Japan.
It's a little calypso song in which we improvise all the lyrics as we go along.
Oh, yes. Best of luck, lad.
Egg and chips, egg and chips. I'm really crazy about my egg and chips.
Oh, yeah.
Egg and chips, egg and chips. Everybody ought to have some egg and chips.
Now, Barry does this on his own. It is the whole plot
now,
for the song.
There's a bit of a moral here if you listen closely. Egg and chips. Egg and chips.
Oh, yeah.
Egg and chips. Egg and chips. Egg and chips. Egg and chips.
Lower the bar.
Egg and chips. Egg and chips. Oh, egg and chips. Egg and chips. I'm really crazy about my egg and chips.
Oh, yeah.
Egg and chips. Egg and chips. Everybody ought to have some egg and chips.
John and Tim, the story gets a little bit sad here. This is the sad bit with a bit of crying.
Egg and chips, 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 egg and chips. Egg and chips, egg and chips. I'm really crazy about my egg and chips.
Everybody,
egg and chips, egg and chips. Everybody ought to have some egg and
everybody
chips.
Everybody got it.
Egg and chips. Egg and chips. I'm really crazy about my egg and chips. Egg and chips. Egg and chips. Everybody ought to have some egg and chips. Everybody ought to have some egg and chips.
Egg and chips.
And now, here is a man who once trod on Emlyn Williams' foot in a lift with a brief extract from A Christmas Carol.
God rest ye merry.
Thank you.
I've just taken Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol out of the library. I just must read it.
Why?
Well, it said in the Undertaker's Gazette Sunday supplement it was an immoral classic.
No, no, Tim, immortal. I don't like the sound of Tim.
I don't like the sound of music, but it's making a fortune.
What's that got to do with Tim?
Have you not noticed his resemblance to Julie Andrews?
That explains it. There was a nun in the pub before the programme poncing light ales off me.
Barry, I would call you a buffoon, except you're not buff, you're a sort of unhealthy green. You unhealthy greenoon. That nun in the pub wasn't Tim. That was Dennis. He'll do anything for a drink.
Julie, please.
Why are you calling me Julie?
You're a puff.
Me, a puff.
Me, a poof, matey, me, what's been out with some of the sexiest hollyhocks in the London's West End.
Oh, well. Hello.
Hello, George Hollyhock here. Of course, I have a word with Tim.
It's for you, Tim. George Hollyhock.
Yes.
So, my sister Alice said you left a meanwhile not 1,000 miles from Crewe Junction in her boudoir last night. Do you want it?
Yes, please.
All right. Meanwhile, not 1,000 miles from... Yeah, this acting's fun, isn't it? Do you wear makeup as well?
Get on with it.
Ooh. Too masterful. Meanwhile, in a transport cab on the M1, well clear of the meat pies.
Here, Harry, why's that bird over there got silver stars on the back of her jacket? It
means she's been recommended by the AA.
Oh.
And speaking of stars, oh, marvellous Linkaroo. What a...
Linkaroo.
What,
yeah.
What a galaxy we have for you tonight, cop kickers.
Pop pickers.
Have you seen some of the hooligans who've come to this show? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you've already met Laszlo Thing and his banjo. Tom Pierce on the old big thing in the corner. And of course, the exciting sound of Pink Nylon. And now... And now I'd like you to welcome back one of the nicest girls in show business, the Old Variety Orchestra.
Tim, it's the new vaudeville band.
Never heard of her.
Who?
The new vaudeville band.
Peek-a-boo, I do love you. You're the one girl for me. When I look into your eyes, I see my destiny. Peek-a-boo, what can I do? You're so fancy and free. Though I try, I can't disguise the hold you have on me. I would grow much weaker, weather would be bleaker, if I spend a week away from peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, I'm telling you, you're the girl of my dreams. Please don't walk away and put an end to all my schemes. Peek-a-boo, early, early, da-da, peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo.
Incidental, it's 2 and 6 pence from gold is green on the northern line. And on the platform by the kiosk, that's where you said you'd be mine. We made our date for hours. I waited, but I'm blown. She never showed at Hensley Central. 10 long stations from gold to green, change and I'm gone one. I thought I'm dead, but I'm fragile. Really let me down. Made on
Jason. I'll kill that cop, man.
For hours I waited, but I'm blowed. She never showed at Finchley Central. 10 long stations from gold to green, change at Kensington. I thought I made you, but I'm afraid you really let me down.
Finchley Central, 2 and 6 pence.
see you later. Thank you so much. Yes, indeed. Yes, yes, absolutely. I must agree with you entirely. That was absolutely superb of me.
Oh, I like all that.
So I've heard.
No, I meant their music. What else could he have meant, John?
Well, Barry said he liked all that, and I thought he meant...
What?
Well, you know.
No, I don't.
The other.
What other?
Oh, Hollyhocks.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Talking of Christmas presents, I bought my wife a fountain pen. It's a surprise.
Really?
Yeah, she's expecting a mink coat.
You're very mean, Fatty Crow.
Oh, what have you bought your wife for Christmas?
In fact, I bought her Herne Bay. I'm having a terrible job keeping it a secret.
Why?
It keeps leaking all over the bedroom carpet.
Well, how do you explain it?
I don't. She keeps knocking hell out of the dog.
Kid!
Ladies and gentlemen, the return of blue mink. I'm sorry, Mummy.
That's all right, Timmy. You can't help who's on the programme.
No, I didn't mean... I like blue mink. What
yeah,
I meant...
Oh, sorry, I thought you were...
Ladies and gentlemen, blue mink!
Along, and the people smiled as we sang our song, and the world was gay.
went boom as the cornets played, and the choo-fat oop-fat all the way, and the kids and the dogs were laughing as they ran. And the banner man held his banner high with an hallelujah in his eye. I wish that I could be a banner man. So we reached the square at the top of the hill, and the music stopped, and we stood quite still, and the view was safe, and the people said amen. Then we all got up, and we formed the queue, and the drums went back, and the cornets blew, and we marched right down into the town again.
Big Bill Campbell and his Rocky Mountain Rhythm, you know.
Here, why are Blue Mink called Blue Mink?
Don't ask me. I'm not a furrier.
Excuse me.
Of course, whatever you've done, young sir.
I'm Roger Cook.
Well, the food here's terrible.
No. No, you see, I'm part of Blue Mink.
The hem?
Please, I'm with Blue Mink, and they told me I could do a joke. Now, can I?
Don't you know?
Well, Mr. Brookie, whatever his name is asking why Blue Mink were called Blue Mink.
Yes.
Well, we were playing a workerman's club in Hampstead one night. And while we were waiting for someone to build the stage, we were listening to the radio, and we heard that old song, Roses Are Blue Mink in Picardy. And that kind of gave us the idea, you see.
Why didn't you call yourselves Picardy?
That's what I said, yeah.
That was Roger Cook, millionaire songsmith, and a leading member of that wonderful group, Picardy.
Rubbish. And now, in Christmas rhyme, a joke.
Father Christmas and dear fairy Goodheart were planting the forest with trees. When they'd finished, the fairy said, Santa, there's a question you must answer, please. I thought that we'd need 42 trees, but we finished with just 41. The forest is filled up, dear Santa, and we found that the job has been done. Oh, what shall I do with the spare one? Said Santa, I'll tell you for free. And that's why the poor Christmas fairy is always on top of the tree.
Come along.
Oh, good grief, that's coarse.
But sincere.
Look here, you chaps. Lubby Siffrey wants to sing another song.
Lubby who?
Oh, you remember me? You remember me? I'm a dentist from Croydon.
It's easy for you to say that.
Are you really?
No, he's always joking.
Oh. How can you doze off during blue mink?
Ladies and gentlemen, your very own singing dentist, Lubby Siffrey.
Oh, what a day it's been. Everything went wrong. Everything went wrong. Maybe even this song. Maybe even this song. What a day I've had. Badder than bad. Sadder than sad. Well, I'm a little bit mad with the day that I've had. One, I woke up. Two, I thought about you. And three, I thought about me. And four, well, I needed you more. And five, such a beautiful day. But six, you were far away. And seven, you know it's getting me down. Eight, I'm going round and round. And nine, it's such a terrible strain. And ten, I've got to do it again. And oh, what a day it's been. Everything went wrong. Everything went wrong. Maybe even this song. Maybe even this song. Thought about you and three. I thought about me and four. Well, I needed you more and five. Such a beautiful day, but six. You were far away and seven. You was getting me down. Eight. I'm going round and round and round and nine. Such a terrible strain and ten. I've got to do it again. Oh, what a day it's been. Everything went wrong. Everything went wrong. This song, maybe even this song, maybe even this song, maybe even this song. Maybe even this is
Ladies and gentlemen, in a Chinese restaurant not 1,000 miles from Crewe Station, just behind the lobster balls.
I didn't know lobster.
Shut up.
Oh. Ha. Ha. Good evening, sir.
Never mind that. I want all the money in the place.
Certainly, sir. To take a while?
Compliments of the season, all, and hello cheeky, as the swimming bath attendant said when the lady's towel fell off.
What are you supposed to be?
A Christmas card. Oh, right through the mistletoe. Oh, one of my olive berries gone.
It's not fair, you know. I usually play parts like that, and now at Christmas I get left out.
Oh, did you want to be the Christmas card, Dennis?
Yeah. Oh!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are all approaching the new year, except Ethel Nidgett.
Oh, come on. Why isn't she approaching the new year?
Well, she had our bungalow built facing south because of the wind.
How does that help?
Well, the doctor lives across the road, and when the wind strikes, he's straight in with the gripe wattle.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
15 all. What were you saying about the new year?
No, I just wanted to say, in all sincerity, should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
Yes.
quite right. The hell with it. What have they ever done for us?
No. Let us take advantage of the new year and go out and meet some new men, women, children.
Hollyhock.
And the same to you.
Well, guys and girls, as it happens, top vicars.
Top vicars.
No, top vicars. Trying to keep in with the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Well, anyway, Your Grace. Hello. Hello, Your Grace. It's me, Tim. It's finale time, Your Grace, and here to blow your mitre off, wow, is our Christmas medley.
But first, a word from the new vaudeville band. Thank you, lads. On with the medley. Pearson, it's your turn.
Lovey Siffrey. Do your own thong.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Wonderful voice this boy's got.
And a happy new year.
Now the entire company in a composition especially written for this occasion.
Christmas pud. Christmas pud. I'm really crazy about my Christmas pud. Christmas pud. Christmas pud. Everybody ought to have some Christmas pud.
Now this verse is about a beautiful young girl who opens her window, looks over the fields and meadows and sings.
Christmas pud, 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 Christmas pud.
Oh!
Christmas pud, Christmas pud. I'm really crazy about my Christmas pud. Christmas pudding, Christmas pudding. Everybody ought to have some Christmas pudding.
Everybody!
Christmas pudding, Christmas pudding. I'm really crazy about my Christmas pudding. Christmas pudding, Christmas pudding. Everybody ought to have some Christmas pudding. Everybody ought to have some Christmas pudding.
course, Rufy.
Goodbye, Christmas.
You have been listening to Hello Cheeky, Hello Christmas, which was written by and starred Tim Rook Taylor, Barry Cryer and John Junkin. They had the Dennis King trio, but fortunately, their special guests, Lovie Siffrey, Blue Mink, the New Vaudeville Band and Johnny Pearson. The programme was produced by David Hatch and Richard Wilcox. And the BBC would like to thank Ethel Nidgett for the use of the hall.